Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond, and another installment of the Tybee Island Police Blotter.
Well, before we dive deep into the odors, we wanted to let you guys know that we're about to put out an episode on Patreon where we tell you the fascinating story of our resident ghost, Cynthia. Our in-depth research, and by research I mean talking to our bartender at the sandbar, allowed us to unearth the truth about the origins of Cynthia and how she ended up in our house.
Yes, all of the best research that there can be done scientifically in a bar while drinking beer.
We're experts at this.
Has been done.
Some people are paranormal researchers, experts.
We search just for spirits.
We're
but
spirit
a whole
researchers.
Different kind, man.
But we found both
kind.
In this case.
It is a crazy story, and it loops back around, goes back to a previous episode that we had where we discussed this very studio we sit in, which I believe is haunted because something keeps messing with this particular camera, and it makes no sense. I don't understand why. But you can find out more and the whole story and the weirdness that surrounds it. If you go and subscribe to our Patreon, we're going to release it there first for all of our listeners to hear on Patreon. And then
eventually,
we'll release it on our main feed. But if you're a Patreon patron, you'll get first dibs at hearing it. And it's a crazy story. So go over there to Patreon at patreon.com/scarysavannah and hear all about it.
Or download the Patreon app.
Or get the app. You can do it, actually,
you can
Patreon
do it the easy way or the hard
you.
Way.
Well, they allow you, if you sign up, to get stuff through, like, Spotify and stuff.
Yeah.
You get your own separate feed, so you don't even have to use the Patreon.
Correct.
Which is fine with me, because I don't like using the Patreon myself. I prefer it in Spotify, so...
I don't have access to our Patreon.
I'm telling you, once you start paying me to have access to our Patreon feed, then you'll be able to hear what I do to you...
Yeah, see, I have no idea what's over there because I've forgotten by this point.
It'd be new to you.
It would be.
Really
I should
good.
Join.
I really should join. Well, as soon as you fork over the cash, baby, I'll let you be on our Patreon.
$5 a month to listen to you even more.
No, it's
going to
be more than
it.
That. You're signing up for the biggest tier.
Oh, I'm going for the top level.
The top level. You are the ultimate A-list fan.
Okay.
You should be. So with that, let's get down to the odors emitting because I'm sure there's going to be some.
On Wednesday, February 7th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having an improper license plate. While speaking with the driver, the officer was able to smell an odor similar to that of an alcoholic drink emitting from within the vehicle. That didn't take long.
It didn't. It was like within the first sentence or two, really.
He also noticed that the driver's responses to the officer's questions were confusing and that he slurred his words as he spoke.
Officer, how'd you get through this handbar?
During the course of the subsequent investigation, the officer found additional evidence to suggest that the driver had been operating the vehicle while under the influence. He was then placed under arrest and charged with improper transfer of plate, no insurance, open container, and DUI.
So he hit all the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically here like he, you know how when you do those relay races at field day at school and stuff, and unlike me, I mean, you got color ribbons and such, but the participants always got green.
You got participation awards.
So you got participation awards with all them misdemeanors and or felonies.
I didn't know we had that back then. They gave you something just for participating.
Yeah, I got a green ribbon. Participant.
Oh,
wow. It said it in big gold letters. It said participant.
I should say you tried.
You tried, the more you know.
On Thursday, February 8th, one of our officers stopped a bicyclist for riding at night without a headlight.
I think I know who this is.
Well, I thought so too, but it says, during the course of the investigation, the officer learned that the man had multiple warrants in several states.
I may still know who this is.
The bicyclist was then placed under arrest and transferred to the Chatham County Detention Center to await extradition on his out-of-state warrants. This person's still here, so I don't think that's him.
Well, maybe he escaped custody and made his way back. And
that would not
I'm
surprise
not gonna name
me.
Names.
That would not surprise me.
But I think we're both thinking of the
oh,
same
we're definitely
person
thinking
right
of the
now.
Same
we're
person.
Definitely thinking, I can't.
Never mind. On Friday, February 9th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having a suspended registration. While speaking with the driver, the officer noticed that she was very emotional and at one point began crying. During their conversation, the officer was able to smell an odor similar to that of an alcoholic drink emitting from within the vehicle. sometimes it makes you crazy.
It makes you cry a lot.
It makes you cry.
I've seen a lot of people crying when they're drinking on them old that old hooch.
Hooch. Oh my gosh, Brett.
Hooch, baby.
What are we in the North Carolina mountains?
It came out in your voice right there. Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, I did.
You did it? It wasn't like real, but man, I wish I could hear you in your true voice, the way you really talk.
My dad has some videos of me when I was little that you would love to hear. I can't even believe how Southern it was.
I won't watch baseball, Daddy.
It was like that. While conducting a subsequent investigation, the officer found additional evidence to suggest that the woman had been operating the vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. She was then placed under arrest and charged with suspended registration, open container, and DUI less safe.
My question is, because they say this all the time, they say, upon further investigation, I found other evidence to suggest that they were under the influence of... See, I know it word for word because we say it so often. So what is it that they're doing?
That's what I told you. I was wondering what they find.
Like, what is it that they do?
It must be open containers of alcohol.
I mean, I guess that would make sense. Or perhaps maybe...
Does everyone carry them around with them, though? Seems like you'd throw that away.
Well, I mean, yeah. Don't you?
No. No. On Saturday, February 10th, officers responded to a local motel in reference to a dispute between guests. While speaking with our officers, one man stated that he had been smoking on his balcony when a female neighbor began yelling at him about the smoke. The man stated he apologized and extinguished his cigarette, but the woman continued her tirade.
Ooh, I have to give them props. That's a good word right there. That's one of them good
tirade.
Words. Tirade. I had full-on tirade.
As her rant became longer and more profane, the man decided to yell at her as well. According to the woman, as the man yelled back at her, he made a reference to being strapped.
I tell you what, woman, you don't shut up. You gonna meet this Glock 9?
The man denied having a gun, however, and there was no other evidence to suggest a weapon was involved in the confrontation. In the end, officers successfully mediated the situation, and both parties went their separate ways.
So
all's it well that ends well.
How does it go from fussing with somebody about a cigarette to, I'm going to pull a gun on you over a cigarette?
I'm guessing alcohol was involved.
Why would that be a thought
we
in your mind?
We said the word motel.
Oh, motel. So we both know exactly where this was.
Yes.
I'm surprised people don't ask. Well, anyone that's listening to this that knows this area probably knows where it is.
Yeah. On Sunday, February 11th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having a suspended registration. While speaking with the occupants, the officer learned that the passenger had an active warrant through another jurisdiction. She was then placed under arrest and transferred to the Chatham County Detention Center to await transport on her non-local warrant. What I'm wondering is, it said the passenger had the active warrant. So usually when you get pulled over, the officer doesn't question the passengers for their licenses and things, do they?
Well, you know what happened? They pulled him over and the passenger immediately said, well, you know, I guess you're here for me.
Or like when they opened the glove box, the other warrants fell out when you're getting the registration.
I see it more as like a spring-loaded kind of thing. It opens and they like shooting out. They're like, ooh, yeah, I guess I should have kept those in the trunk.
On Monday, February 12th, just before 10 p.m., one of our officers spotted a vehicle driving through the 16th Street parking lot without headlights. After stopping the vehicle, the officer learned that the driver did not have a license. He was then placed under arrest and charged with failure to use headlights after dark and no driver's license.
Oh, you mean you take that seriously here?
Yeah.
We don't use headlights back where I'm from.
Why? I just don't understand. If you're going to drive illegally with like no license or whatever, at least turn your headlights on. Like, then you might not get pulled over.
Well, you know what might have happened? Probably what happened. Now, it could have just been dead. No lights whatsoever. But you know, a lot of time, and you do this.
I have running lights.
You have running lights. So sometimes you forget to turn on your headlights because the lights are on. But then if somebody's behind you, you don't have any taillights on. And then that's a reason for the police to say, what's going on here?
Also, my headlights
sense odors.
Mine aren't bright. So it's sometimes hard to tell that they're on. And I have to look a million times to make sure they are on because, you know, make sure the green light's on.
Yeah, you need to do that.
And it's not the cruise control light that's also green that you like to keep on.
It's blindingly bright.
Every time I get in the car after you, I have to turn that off.
Control. That's going to be the name of my autobiography.
Cruise control?
Brett. cruise control.
At 25 miles per hour.
No, that's it. That's it. That's all I was going to say. And then the rest of the book is just a artist's interpretation of me staring at a cruise control lamp.
Lamp?
That's what they call them in the dashboard, little lamps.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
Like the lamp that's going to
be on your car now with this nationwide recall about your fuel pump.
Yeah. You're
like, you may be driving and notice that your vehicle no longer works.
So what if I'm like driving down Tybee and I lose control and they pull me over and then what am I going to be like, well, I'm driving a Honda. What do you want?
Well, you throw your...
I'm not drunk.
Your warrants from other jurisdictions at them to distract them. And then you drive as fast as possible without your headlights on the wrong way down a one-way street.
On Tuesday, February 13th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for traveling 52 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone.
Book 'em, Dano.
While speaking with the driver, the officer noticed that he had glassy eyes and was extremely giggly. Well, that's a new one.
He was giggly. That's a...
He was downright giddy.
That's a forensic term, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. After asking the man for his license, the officer also noticed that he seemed to have problems with his fine motor skills. You also have that problem, so I don't know how that's an indicator of being
drunk. I do have a problem with fine motor skills. I don't know what it is, but I have trouble doing anything that requires finesse.
I know. You knocked over a vase of...
I didn't touch anything. It just fell over. That might have been the ghost.
Well, you didn't put it back together. You just, like, set it anywhere.
I set it back. I put the things back in the vase, and I told you, and this is true, and we both know it, that no matter what I did, you were going to come behind me and change it. So I just said, I'll just put it there and let her do it.
Is that why you just left all the dishes in the sink and didn't stick them in the dishwasher that is literally a foot beside the sink?
I've got a better question for you. Why was I even touching dishes when I'm supposed to be married to a 1950s housewife?
And that this is still not has happened not happened yet.
That is obviously.
I cooked two dinners tonight.
Nobody brought me a smoking jacket. Nobody brought me my cigarettes and bourbon and newspaper and my little table games like I'm supposed to have, whatever those are.
I gave you dinner. I made it. And I made the dog's dinner. I cooked your dinner and their dinner.
Well, they were so appreciative of it that it took them longer to eat that food than I've ever seen them take.
I know it was a good 20 minutes of Layla in there licking her bowl.
Just laying there sensuously, licking her bowl. It was glorious for her is what it was.
Well, let's get back to this giggly man.
He's giggling.
During the course of their conversation, the man told the officer that he was an Uber Eats driver and had been in the area on a delivery.
I didn't know y'all delivered that there illegal weed substance.
I didn't know Uber Eats came out here, but that's interesting.
That is interesting. One more reason we might not have to leave the house.
I might not have to cook.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
1950s housewife.
I'm not being sexist.
I'm telling you, just I'm trying to support you.
I said I wanted to do it for 24 hours, and it's not this 24 hours.
No, you said you were going to do it for a week.
No, I did not.
I think you said you were going to do it for like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, no. Perhaps, I did buy a dress.
Perhaps even a quarter.
It's really cute, too.
Maybe. You know, a whole quarter of the year, it wouldn't hurt my feelings.
So far, I bought a dress and an apron, and that's as far as I've gotten in this preparation.
Well, you better get to work.
A subsequent investigation found additional evidence to suggest that the man had been operating the vehicle while under the influence of some unknown substance.
Unknown, eh?
He was then placed under arrest and charged with speeding and DUI. Drugs less safe.
Drugs less safe?
Apparently.
That's a thing?
They didn't think he was drinking. They were drugging.
Oh, drugs less safe, you say? Well, I guess they had to put him away.
On Wednesday, February 14th, which is Valentine's Day...
Is it?
One of our officers was flagged down by a contractor who believed that someone had spent the night in a vacant house that he had been working on. Upon inspection, the officer noticed there was trash scattered throughout the house, an odor of cigarette smoke, and evidence that someone had taken a shower. So I guess they had themselves a romantic getaway.
At a place.
A vacant house.
That's apparently vacant.
It must still have power if they had a shower.
I don't know. Maybe they were like that dude from Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil that would go around and just hook up power himself and just live in a, just like sort of claim jump something, mm-hmm. you know?
During the course of a follow-up, officers were able to identify a possible suspect. A report was filed and the case was forwarded to our Criminal Investigations Division.
More if they caught us yet. It's a nice house.
One of our officers responded to a report of a possible theft. While speaking with the complainant, the officer learned that someone had made 61 fraudulent charges to a bank account belonging to his parents' estate. The total amount of money lost is reported to be in excess of $15,000. A report was filed, and the case was forwarded to our criminal investigations divisions. That's a lot of charges.
That is. That is 61 charges.
That's why you check your bank account every single morning.
You really should. I mean, I have no idea what our bank account is, but I've got people to do that.
And
my
turn
1950s
on,
housewife.
And turn on like your fraud alerts, because if you get any kind of suspicious activity, they'll send you a text.
Because you got to assume that these charges were probably something not all at once, but also were probably unusual for the patterns of the authorized user.
Yeah. On Thursday, February 15th, officers responded to a report of a possible theft. While speaking with our team, the victim stated that his house is under construction and that there were tools and equipment lying about his yard. At one point, he was alerted that a vehicle had pulled into the yard by a surveillance camera. He then watched as the occupants exited the vehicle and stole his ladder. A report was filed and the case was forwarded to our criminal investigations divisions. Criminal investigations is busy this week.
I'm telling you, who has the gall to just get out and steal a ladder?
A lot of people.
Well, I guess apparently so. But do you remember the guy we knew that would just go into Lowe's and just steal stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, not stuff like normal people would steal. Like, you might go in there if you were of a mind and you were a devious criminal type.
Steal chapstick.
To take a chapstick. Or maybe if you're really, really brave, you'd stick like a DeWalt drill or something in your shirt and go out. Because maybe you could pull that off. Didn't these guys go in and just like take riding lawnmowers mm-hmm. and stuff? I mean, just like full size, like mm-hmm. doors.
If you just look like you know what you're doing,
well,
you just walk out with it.
Oh, okay. How do you walk out with a riding lawnmower?
It's already outside. You just drive it
you
off.
You just drive it off.
Well, load it on your truck.
Just look like you're supposed to.
I think they chain them all together these days. I don't think they used to.
Well, you know, you see, Mr. Employee, this lawnmower over here had a light burnt out, and I was taking it back to Craftsman over there.
On Friday, February 16th, one of our officers was on patrol when another vehicle pulled out of a parking lot directly in front of him, causing the officer to hit his brakes in order to avoid a collision.
Ooh, this can't end well for said driver.
After stopping the vehicle, the officer was able to smell a strong odor of marijuana emitting from within.
What? How high would this person have to be to be like, oh, here's a cop car, just take off? That's crazy. Of course,
I think he was backing out.
Oh, he was backing out.
Is that what it said? Well, it says pulled out.
Oh my gosh. He'd be going straight on.
So he just pulled out in front of a cop. First of all, I never pull out in front of a cop.
And none of the cop cars here are unmarked, to my knowledge. So it's like, it's pretty obvious it's a cop car heading your way.
A subsequent search of the vehicle based on probable cause revealed a small amount of marijuana and a pill that the driver did not appear to have a prescription for.
You mean you ain't got a prescription for that elephant tranquilizer?
The man was also in possession of a firearm. He was then placed under arrest and charged with failure to signal, driving while license suspended, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime.
And just think, all this could have been solved if he just hadn't tried to whip out in the traffic.
Just
and he probably would have went 20 miles an hour, too, right, when he pulled out.
Probably.
You know, also.
One of our officers was on patrol when another vehicle ran a stop sign directly in front of him, causing the officer to hit his brakes in order to avoid a collision. After stopping the vehicle, the officer noticed that there was a strong odor similar to that of an alcoholic drink emitting from within. He also noticed that the driver's speech was heavily slurred, to the point of being difficult to understand. When asked if he had a reason for running the stop sign, the man replied, yes. When asked for that reason, the man's answer was, I don't know. During the
at the time, I had a reason.
During the course of the subsequent investigation, the officer found additional evidence to suggest that the man had been operating the vehicle while under the influence. He was then placed under arrest and charged with failure to stop at a stop sign and DUI, less safe.
What was the reason, though? Now, I have a question. Let's think about this logistically. This says that the cop had to slam on his brakes because the guy pulled out at a stop sign. So let's think about this. They're all at a stop sign.
Well, maybe not. Maybe he's going straight because, you know, not every player is a four-way stop.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, it is. So if the officer's just going straight along and their guy stopped at a stop sign and then he just goes,
There are some crossover stop signs that Jones doesn't have stop signs.
So the guy probably just didn't stop and went right into his path.
Well, These people. What is it with these people? It's like they want to be caught.
It's alcohol.
Maybe they got guilty consciences, you know?
Or they're inebriated.
Or they're, yeah, they're drunk. They're drunk and high.
On Saturday, February 17th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for failing to yield to pedestrians in a marked crosswalk. During the course of the investigation, the officer learned that the driver's license was suspended. He was then placed under arrest and charged accordingly. I'm pretty sure we saw this happen. Remember when we were walking?
I remember seeing that, thinking, you know,
because they had the guy
talking about this.
Yeah, they had the guy in the police car, and they were searching his vehicle at that point. And I said, because you were like, how could he have been speeding there? And I said, he probably ran through the crosswalk.
And I was like, I can't believe we didn't visibly see odors as we drove by.
But well, it doesn't say he was under the influence. It just says he failed to yield to the pedestrians.
Must be why we didn't see the odors, but it seems like we could have sensed the imbalance in the not having a license.
Well, he didn't have a license. Yeah. You know? On Sunday, February 18th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for making an improper left turn. During the course of the investigation, the officer learned that the driver had an active warrant through another jurisdiction. The driver was then placed under arrest and transferred to the Chatham County Detention Center to answer for her non-local warrant.
There you go. You twist ending. I never would have thought it. I never would have thought a woman would be so stupid. Sounds like a man.
She should have been at home making dinner and getting her husband's cigarettes ready.
Yeah, getting his smoking jacket and his newspaper and his lap table games.
See, I still haven't figured out where I'm going to get a newspaper. That's my big holdup.
I looked up the smoking jackets on Amazon.
I did too. They're expensive.
It's like $80.
I know.
For the cheap ones.
You can just wear your robe.
That's not the same.
I know, but it's something.
And besides, if I start smoking cigarettes and then I'm wearing like a terry cloth robe, I'm just going to set the house on fire.
Maybe that's the plan all along.
Well, it's a lot easier ways to cause fires, Crystal. You ain't got to go through so much of a convoluted trouble. I mean, just hand me a book of matches. Don't even tell me to do anything with them. Just hand them to me. Say, Brett, be careful with these.
Oh, okay.
And then the house is gone.
Okay, the house is gone. Okay.
So make sure to check out Patreon. You can get ad-free episodes. So you can check that out on our Patreon. You can also go to our merch store and find some cool merch. We would appreciate it if you do that. And we have one more thing that we're thinking about doing. We're thinking about changing the format of our videos. So if you've been watching our YouTube videos, on our next episode, things may look a little different. So if they do, let us know what you think about it in the comment section or send us a message through our website. What do you think, Crystal?
Yeah, we've been talking about some different ideas we could do around here.
Yeah, I'm going to hire a director of photography. No. And he's got to be British.
And see, I keep thinking of this as Kirsten's room, but really, she's turning 21 next week and she's been moved out for a long time. And she's not coming back when she graduates college, I wouldn't think.
No, I would not think so.
So I just keep kind of holding on to it as hers. Really, it's ours.
I want this bed gone.
The bed is not going. We have guests.
So much room. We get rid of that bed and we would have a full-blown studio.
We have guests that come. Where are they going to sleep? On the desk?
We've got an entire garage.
It's outside.
That's not my problem.
It is your problem.
So, Crystal, get me a book of matches. Meet me in the living room.
And burn that bed up.
And, that's a good idea. Let's get on with that.
Well, it doesn't make any sense because if you took the bed out, the camera and the light would still be there.
No, they'd be shifted. I would move everything.
But
everything
they're still
going to
be right there.
No, they're not going to be right there.
Where would they be?
They would be moved in different locations.
Where?
Further over to the sides, the table would be over here, and then we would just, it would be a whole different situation. So the bed needs to go.
The bed is going nowhere.
I figured as much.
Where are you going to put a giant bed?
The trash.
No.
We couldn't get that thing out of the house.
No. It's way too heavy.
Yeah.
So we're changing nothing, apparently.
We're going to compromise.
We're compromising.
I'm not going to get any of the things I want. Is
absolutely.
What it is. That's the way it works.
Well, we might get you a smoking jacket.
Sure. Goodbye.
Bye.